The BLM riots last summer caused several deaths, probably a dozen, more than $1 billion in property damage in this country, most of which has not been rebuilt. In case you've forgotten, here's what they look like. That's all been memory hold. Save it on your hard drive. Probably won't be available soon. But the spirit lives on. Just days ago, a BLM activist called Hawk Newsom threatened the newly elected mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, who, for the record, is also black, but whatever. Newsom promised, quote, riots and bloodshed if the new mayor dares to enforce the law. The existing laws of the city of New York. We're going to kill people if you dare do that. So that's a threat of violence. What's interesting is that Merrick Garland, who's our attorney general, our chief law enforcement officer, hasn't even acknowledged it. Instead, he's been targeting parents who complain about school boards because they're terrorists. Today, a DOJ whistleblower came forward with evidence that Merrick Garland has been using counterterrorism tools to investigate parents who don't like being told that they're racist. Because you have to sit there and take it. You're racist. Okay.
He hasn't exploded.
Okay, I'm a racist.
All
I'm
right. Late. You say so. It's all true, though.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yep.
The whole world's upside down.
It really is. What a time to be alive.
Yeah. 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 It's a positive way to start out a Friday morning, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's the day after.
Ah.
The most interesting birthday I ever experienced.
Do tell.
Oh, I will. There's so much, Janet, I will have to sprinkle it throughout the show.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Okay. We can do that.
Okay.
We've got a lot of Friday funnies coming up for you a little bit later on this morning.
Need them.
Here's our thought of the day. If grass can grow through cement, love can find you at any point of your life. It's true.
Oh, it is.
If grass can grow through cement, love can find you at any point of your life. 434-248-0704. That's our text number. We'd love to hear from you this morning as we give you our Mind Jam trivia.
I've seen grass grow through asphalt and concrete.
It's amazing. I've seen flowers pop up through cement and asphalt. And you're just like, how on earth does that happen? It is quite the picture of resilience, though.
Yeah.
And tenacity.
Yeah, when that seed wants to do something, it finds
ground.
It's
going to do it. Yep, finds it a way.
Amazing. Here's our Mind Jam trivia. This board game was created in 1903 and was voted the number one game in America through the 40s and 60s.
Darn.
What board game are we talking about?
That's some longevity right
there. Yeah, really.
It's still around today.
It is. And I can admit I have played this game.
Oh, me too.
Mm-hmm.
Hours and hours and hours of it over my lifetime. 434-248-0704. Guess which board game it is on this day in history. In 1620, the Mayflower reaches Cape Cod and explores the coast. Those evil racist pigs.
Yes, they are, aren't they?
Yeah. Stealing everything from the...
Stealing the land from Mother Earth.
Do you remember when we used to do little, you know, plays?
Yes. Somebody dressing up like the...
Right. Yeah. The pilgrims. And the Indian. They came together and everybody got along.
They shared their corn.
They did. And not that it was all that way, but there were some good stories that came out of it. But no more. Good feeling gone.
Now we put our corn inside the apparently cavity of a turkey. You had that.
Oh, somebody sent me a recipe. We'll talk about that later on.
Oh, my gosh.
They sent me a recipe for dressing. And
right.
I was like, oh, they must want me to share this on 5. And it's really funny. I'll share that later. Yeah. 1805, Lewis and Clark expedition. There's some more of those evil white men.
They're white racists. They literally want to take their statues down.
Oh, sure. But we're going to honor them this morning because that's what we do.
Right.
We look at real history. Lewis and Clark expedition, led by Meriwether Lewis and William Clark, reaches the Pacific Ocean, the first European Americans to cross the West.
White Europeans.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go. 1863, U.S. President Abraham Lincoln delivers his Gettysburg Address, beginning with the words, 47 years ago. And then in 1916, Samuel Goldwyn and Edgar Suwin established Goldwyn Pictures. The company later became one of the most successful independent filmmakers ever. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, remember? There you go. Bum-ba-da-bum. Bum-ba-da-bum. Bum-bum-bum-bum. Wow, we did our own sound effects this morning.
Wow, I bruised my chest.
You may have. Well, I couldn't do that, that's for sure. In 1975, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, based on a book by Ken Kesey, starring Jack Nicholson and Louis Fletcher, is released, and it was the Academy Awards Best Picture in 1976.
Hotel on Boardwalk.
Play the game. Knock off the
hotel.
Play the game, Hardy.
What are you talking about? I am playing the game.
Play the game.
Listen, you keep your hands off me.
Play the game.
I've had enough. You keep your hands off me!
Play the game.
You hear me? I can be pushed just so far, see?
Play the game.
You touch me once
play
more.
The game.
Just touch me once more.
And wow. He kept poking him. Touch me once more. And he touches him once more. Touch me once more.
Wow.
And
that's,
then
that's a game of Monopoly that went horribly wrong.
You want to know how it all got diffused? Back in the day, they had these fire extinguishers that had water in them.
Right, cold water.
Yeah, yeah. And the it was gravity fed, so the hose came out of the bottom. Mm-hmm. So Jack Nicholson goes over and grabs one of these big ones, and he hoses them all down. And they're like, "What's going on?"
That's right. Yeah,
and it diffuses.
But they did that. But they did that a lot.
Yeah,
you know,
diffuse the whole situation.
Which is, but it's kind of, you know, they do that with animals when they're trying to break up animals.
Yeah, you do hose.
And so, mm-hmm. I think even that indicates how scary that whole system.
You know how I diffuse a situation?
Is. How's that?
I come in wearing gym shorts, wearing hose, and people look at me and they go, "What the heck?"
I imagine so.
Did you see what Lamb's doing over there?
You just blinded my mind's eye with that one. 1976, Save Us, George Harrison. He releases this song.
This song we let be. This song is indeed. This song is for you and
just the short story. He wrote that song because of My Sweet Lord in the lawsuit.
Right, because he got sued.
Yeah.
Yeah, we refer to that. We've referred that a couple times on the show.
That's a fun song. It's done. The video's done in a jury. Yeah, it's a lot fun.
It's nice that he could kind of take
that. Yeah, tongue in cheek.
He didn't get all bitter about it.
That would be
weird.
A fun courtroom opposed to the one happening in Kenosha right now.
For real. Mm. And then finally, 1985, U.S. President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev meet for the very first time.
We can choose to make the world safer and freer, if we have courage. But then, courage is something neither of our peoples have ever lacked. We have been allies in a terrible war. Let us consecrate this year to showing not courage for war, but courage for peace.
Nice.
Gosh, that guy could give a speech.
I know, it's pretty great. Birthdays today.
Yeah.
Alice and Janie having a birthday, turning 62 years old.
You're going to love this one.
Okay.
This one. It's a retro back to the One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, of all things.
Oh. The people on these sites, they're the cast of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. The muumuu-wearing parliament smoker, that's Nurse Ratched. When Nurse Ratched is unhappy, the patients are unhappy. You're McMurphy. You swoop in there with your card games and your fishing trips.
I didn't swoop in. I came in exactly the same way everybody else did.
Well, now I'm telling you to open the wardroom window and climb on out before they give you a prefrontal lobotomy and I have to smother you with a pillow.
Wow.
That was from West Wing.
Okay.
Because Josh made a huge mistake. He went on some website and made some statements, and she says, "That's like those people are One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest."
Oh, wow.
And then she makes all the analogies because Nicholson's, you know, spoiler alert, it is a 1973 movie,
right.
gets the front lobotomy, and then...
See, I've never seen that movie. I probably should. That's a classic
movie.
Well,
then I'm not going to say anymore.
No, it's okay. But it's a classic movie. I should have seen it.
It is. And one of the guys knows him. He's sane, just like Nicholson's character is sane. He kills him. He smothers him because he knew he wouldn't want to live that way.
Because
Nicholson's character is just so, I mean, he is out there.
Intense,
He brings girls in to the place, and they have they play cards, and you know.
It's very Jack Nicholson-like of him.
Yes, it really is.
Other birthdays today, Meg Ryan, she turned 60.
I think you discover a lot of things if you really knew me. If I really knew you, I know what I would find. Instead of a brain, a cash register. Instead of a heart, a bottom line.
What?
I just had a breakthrough.
What is it?
I have you to thank for it. For the first time in my life, when confronted with a horrible, insensitive person, I knew exactly what I wanted to say, and I said it.
Wow. Impressive. Adam Driver's having a birthday today. He turns 38 years old.
This is from the movie. You might not recognize this guy, but he is going to be known because of the release of this movie that's happening, House of Gucci.
It is an empire.
You can help the family. Gucci is not exciting, and everybody knows it.
At least it's my name, sweetie.
Our name, sweetie.
Her name's
okay.
That's Lady Gaga.
Yeah, it is.
I think she's going to win some kind of award for this.
She is very talented.
She's
another one that's kind of out there, but she is very talented.
Speaking of out there.
And talented. Jodie Foster having a birthday today. She turns 59 years old.
The guy she's playing opposite of is really out there.
Mm. You see a lot, Doctor. When are you strong enough to point that high-powered perception at yourself? What about it? Why don't you look at yourself and write down what you see? Maybe you're afraid to.
You fly back to school now, little Starling. Fly, fly, fly. Fly, fly, fly.
Mm.
Silence of the Lamb, Lamb, Lamb.
Mm-hmm. So scary.
Haven't seen the movie.
He whispers a lot. Biden whispers a lot. Coincidence? I'm not sure. Could go either way.
Yeah.
Also having a birthday today. See? Do you hear the similarity? Fly away, little starling. Calvin Klein is having a birthday today. He turned 79 years old.
What an iconic figure.
Calvin Klein is among the rare squad of iconic brands that has ruled over the facets of boldness, sensuality, and aesthetics with grace for almost half a century. It is the global leader of understated but timeless clothing that has been thrust into the limelight with their signature provocative ads featuring everyone from Kate Moss to Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Brooke Shields. Nothing gets between me and my Calvins.
I remember that commercial, yeah. And then what's his name?
I can't believe they didn't mention her. She was
Wahlberg.
Like the first one that really...
Yeah. Well, she was young, too, as I recall.
Well, she was a teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Mark Wahlberg, well, that was
he was just solid as a rock.
Had his little tidy whiteys on. That was I'm just saying.
Tidy whiteys 2 days in a row. Salty talked about tidy whiteys yesterday. Yikes.
I'm pretty sure he just wore his ones though, so it's all good.
Okay.
And then finally, we have from the Today Show, Ann Curry having a birthday today, turning 65.
This is how she opened one day.
Good morning, everybody. In the news this morning, good morning.
She did not.
No, seriously, that's not an edit. I saw the video.
Good morning, everybody. In the news this morning, good morning.
Wow.
This is a lot now, in fairness to her, because she is a good reporter. She had a hard time the way they treated her at NBC and the Today Show.
Mm.
Now, this is her coming out after the Me Too movement and the whole Matt Lauer, because this is one of her colleagues.
Oh, yeah. It was a difficult time.
Locked the door with her in there, but listen to her, and she is very determined in this next statement, post Matt Lauer, scandal.
For the first time in my life, I actually have real hope that we will see a day when women will finally be unbound and unleashed upon the world.
That's a little scary.
Hmm.
The way she says unleashed.
Yes.
Upon the world.
Yikes. All right. That's scary. Thanks for the text this morning, 434-248-0704. Mm-hmm. You've been making your guesses with our Mind Jam Trivia.
This board game was created in 1903 and was voted the number one game in America through the 40s and 60s.
Hmm.
What is this game?
We have had people guess checkers. They have guessed Scrabble,
right.
Yahtzee, mm-hmm. Monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
All of those are good guesses.
Yeah.
And one of them is correct.
Wow.
We'll tell you which one when we return.
Right down to the wire, even to the wire. To the wire, to the limit, to the fire, to wherever I am. To the fire, to the limit.
We are the
Morning Jam. We are the Morning Jam.
Live across America from the top of the Sears Tower in Chicago, we're talking about wishes and dreams. What's your wish this Christmas Eve?
What's your
Maybe
wish?
The best present My you can give yourself is,
to turn the radio station.
The number in Chicago.
Start your mornings on the right foot and listen to the Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m. on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
Did you realize Meg Ryan listens to the show?
I didn't. So impressive.
Yes.
It's nice to have celebrities other than Salty.
That's right. I guess he is a celebrity.
I guess so. Just ask him. He'll tell you.
It's true.
Thanks for sending in your guesses with our Mind Jam trivia. We've had some fun with that today.
We have. I'm just still glowing in the fact that Meg Ryan is one of our listeners.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Got it.
This board game was created in 1903 and was voted the number one game in America through the 40s and 60s. What is that game, Miss Janet?
It is, drumroll please, Monopoly.
Yep.
And they were playing it in the
One Flew Over
the Cuckoo's
Nest. We gave them a little hint there.
It's a circle of life.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's all tying together now.
Mm-hmm.
It was created by Parker Brothers and is subtitled as the fast-dealing property trading game. And the earliest game can be traced back to 1903. And the version was created by Elizabeth Maggie, who wanted a game to understand tax. We're never going to understand that. That's never going to make sense to me. And do you know what Mr. Monopoly's true name is?
No.
Rich Uncle Pennybags. I did not know this.
That makes perfect sense.
And the game has been played by over a billion people.
Yeah.
The longest running game lasted for 70 days straight. And that was just me in 1979 with my cousins.
Okay.
We had some games that lasted for days.
Mm-hmm.
Until you're just like, oh, dear Lord, let this game. But we were also stubborn. We all wanted to win.
So this thing is so famous that McDonald's embraced it for one of their whatever many games they've done over the year.
Until somebody they figured out was scamming it.
Oh, I didn't hear
they
that.
They were like all the fake pieces stuff. That's why they don't do it anymore.
Geez.
Yeah. There's always
somebody that spoils the game. Probably that same person that would get Boardwalk. You know, every time. Was it Boardwalk
now,
and Park Place?
Did you go for the biggies, or were you the slumlord?
I wouldn't say slumlord.
Depending on what part. If you were on Baltic Avenue, you were a slumlord.
Right,
I'm just saying.
I get you. I mean, I tried to get Indiana and Illinois and those kind. The red ones. The red ones.
And I like the railroads.
Yeah, the railroads were good.
Railroads were good.
Yeah, that's where I tended to put my investments.
Mm-hmm.
But there were a few times that I had Boardwalk and Park Place.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I was living,
you're moving on up,
the Jeffersons.
To the east side, to that deluxe apartment in the sky.
I want to play that game. I want to get that.
I know, I wouldn't mind playing it again. Yeah. It's been a long, long time. They have tournaments in Hong Kong, Ireland, Italy, Japan, Netherlands, New Zealand, Spain, Singapore, United States, and United Kingdom.
Wow.
And the most expensive board game ever made was a Monopoly board made by Sidney Mabel. It had a 23-carat board, diamond-studded dice, and it cost over $2 million.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Very crazy. Crazy stuff.
Crazy stuff. Gizmo sent us a text, and I have a story in our stack, I believe, Janet, that I put together this morning about 36 employees leaving Centra. Gizmo's talking about that because of the mandate. So it's hitting close to home. You know, some of these folks have decided I'm not getting the jab, as they say, and they're walking away from their jobs at a time where, you know, there's not much news about it because they're in Joe's camp. The media is that more people have died of COVID since Joe has been in office than the year with Donald Trump and no vaccines. That there's more people that have died from COVID. And we're not done yet. We still have a month and a half left.
Right.
So my point is, this is not a time that healthcare workers should be leaving their posts. I get why they're doing it, because they're being forced to. And that's where Biden came out with his mandate. I mean, Centra obviously has over 100 employees. They have thousands of employees.
Right.
And it's just a mess out there right now.
So, I mean, have we seen this? Have we seen that they've lost this many people anywhere? In
yeah, I've got
documented.
Okay. Yeah, I've got the. I think it made it.
Because
the
there's a lot of stuff out there apparently about the Rittenhouse case too.
Right.
We've had some listeners saying that the jury came in and was split. We are not seeing that. Everything we're seeing is saying that they're coming back today to continue a third day of deliberation.
Yes.
So I mean, we're keeping an eye on that.
Right.
But. Right now, the latest story that I have as of about 6 hours ago, it says the jury in the Rittenhouse murder trial deliberated for a third full day without reaching a verdict. The judge banned MSNBC from the courthouse. The jury members will return on Friday morning to resume their work.
I'll tell you what I'll do because I've got the story now. I'll do that at the bottom of the hour, the central story.
Okay. It seems like that for Rittenhouse, they are split, so that part is accurate.
Right.
But they're not done yet. They're still going to continue.
Yeah, well, you've been part of a jury.
I have.
You go back in, and they you sometimes get an encouragement from the judge to maybe whittle it down.
Make another, you know.
Narrow your focus.
Right.
And this is really why we're here, because they may be arguing about stuff that's not pertinent to what they've been charged to do.
Yeah.
So, because... there was no sequestering of this jury, which is hard to believe.
I think that's really interesting. Yeah. That doesn't make sense to me.
So they could follow the media and know if we make the wrong decision, Kenosha is going to burn. I think it's going to burn either way.
Uh-huh.
Because they're just hell-bent on rioting again. They don't tend to riot in the winter, though, as much as the summer. We can hope that.
And currently, we have some breezy conditions throughout the area. Cool, too. 37 in Lynchburg, 37 in Amherst, 38 in Bedford, 36 in Danville, and 38 in Roanoke and Salem.
Kimberly McBroom brought up the Central story, but I'm going to go a little deeper on it. 36, excuse me, fewer people now work at Central. The health system announced on Thursday due to its COVID-19 vaccine requirement, it lost It's a 0.52%. It's a 0.52% of its workforce. It's 7,600 people. And we're talking about a total of 36 have moved on. Centra announced November 1st, 7,600 of its employees would be fully vaccinated against the COVID-19. Those not vaccinated would, they gave them a chance for an appeal process, and that appeal process has worked its way through. Of the group of 79 people that were non-compliant, 55 were partially vaccinated. So I guess those are kind of still up in the air. But on November 16th, 34 of the employees remained in pending compliance from the group. And then it says that in addition to those people, 31 offered resignations. They resigned. Bringing their total now up to 36 departures. So some resigned, some were let go. And
but they say they are 100% compliant.
Yes, they are 100% compliant. So, yeah, that's like I said, that's unfortunate. We don't know where those people, what part. That place is so vast, and they have two campuses.
So many people.
Actually, they have two campuses in Lynchburg, and they have campuses
everywhere.
In Farmville, Southside. And they're just all over the place.
See, people hear that, and they think it's just Lynchburg.
Right.
And it's not.
So. And it could be these are outright, they don't give us a breakdown of these were actual health care givers. They could have been people working in maintenance or the cafeterias.
Yeah,
we just don't know.
Yeah.
So.
Well, there has been some social media postings in Roanoke saying that the Roanoke restaurant, which is a staple around here, it's closing.
Hmm.
But the owner of the restaurant says the rumors are not true. Butch Kraft says that running the restaurant during the pandemic has been stressful. It's making her reevaluate its future, certainly, like it is most restaurants, I think. You cannot find enough help. We're still closing our dining room at night, which is just bizarre, she said. She took over as owner 52 years ago and has not had to encounter circumstances like these, including product shortages and lack of help since she has taken over the business. You evaluate the business and your part in the business and how much stress you can put on yourself. That's the biggest issue. And the the people are just saying there's a lot of stress in general right. with businesses right now, not being able to find help and trying to survive. I mean, we see that here.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I mean, we've been trying to get salespeople forever.
Right.
And, you know, at some point, it's pure economics.
Right.
So we get that. We get that stress for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it's across the board. Yeah. Let's see. We've got Gleaning for the World. They're in our backyard here, and they are they're packing up boxes and they're doing their toy thing. And they had a loss that we reported a number of months ago, 5 to be exact. Steve Bryant was killed in a motorcycle accident. Bryant spent 19 years driving trucks for the nonprofit, delivering donated goods to those in need, including toys for children. And they're pushing right now for a toy drive to honor the late employee who dedicated decades of service. Gleaning for the World. I always get this wrong. It's gfth.org is their website. If you'd like to honor Steve in that way, you can go to their website and make a donation or go down to their place and drop it off in Concord, Virginia. Tell them the Morning Jam sent you down there. And we just want to honor Steve and his life and his many, many years that were dedicated. So it is a bittersweet time for them as they push for this drive, remembering Steve, but the loss of his tragedy still weighs heavy on them down at Gleaning for the World.
Well, Virginia indigenous tribes are now going to have more impact on how the Commonwealth's land with environmental, historic, or cultural significance is used going forward. Mm. Ralph Northam implemented Executive Order Number 82 on Thursday.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Under this new executive, well, what does he have to lose now? I mean, he can like hit and run now.
Well, yeah, it's a good way to put it.
Just one drive-by after another mm-hmm. with him. Under the new executive order, state permit applications for development projects that could hurt the environment or alter tribal culture and historic resources will now be evaluated by Virginia's tribal nations in addition to the state agencies. So just one more level of red tape.
Let me tell you about my tribe.
Okay.
You come screw with my 55-gallon drum because I burn my paper products to save the earth. I'm burning them to save the earth.
Yeah.
Instead of them ending up in a landfill.
Yeah, but, you know, they say you can't do that. You're telling everybody. They're going to be at your backyard.
We'll send them to the backyard grill.
The new order requires that state agencies consult with indigenous tribes to identify potential issues with developmental plans.
Yeah.
People from Virginia's seven federally recognized nations will be the ones consulting with these decisions. That includes mm-hmm. Chickahominy Indian Tribe and the Eastern Division as well. Monacan Indian Nation, that's close to home. Naswan Indian Nation, Pamunkey Indian Tribe, Rappahannock Tribe, Upper Mattaponi Indian Tribe.
Okay.
Which the Mattaponi were in like Alta Vista and those areas.
Right.
I have heard, and I haven't followed up on all of this, but I have a friend who works with some folks, and they're like, yeah, you need to get your DNA tested, because if you get your DNA tested and you come back with any Indian in you, then you're eligible for all this free stuff and all that. Yep.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Can somebody say Elizabeth Warren?
That's right. Oh, but sadly, she doesn't have any. So
yeah.
She just said
well, you
she
and
did.
I probably have more than she does, I and she got so. Some kind of special grant.
I know for a fact that there is Cherokee in our line,
mm-hmm.
But, you know.
How about that?
I don't know. I don't go around calling myself a Cherokee, though.
Right.
Because that would be silly.
Hey, Trey. Come here, Trey.
Gizmo says every time he goes to the Roanoke, it is really busy. I think they're doing fine, Gizmo. I just think they've had to reevaluate things. And I don't know why people start rumors like that. You're just hurting the businesses. Don't do that.
True. All right. Well, Trey's in the studio.
Hello.
Bringing us some sports, because we do so much in sports on this show. We bring in our resident expert. By the way, before we get to the sports, straighten me out on the whole
Adam Driver. He was in Star Wars. He was Kylo Ren.
You know what?
And to talk about the Native Americans, indigenous people, it's Pamunkey tribe. Okay. And I only know that because my Order of the Arrow and Scouts, our lodge was based off of the Pamunkey tribe.
And where are they? I'm not familiar with them.
They're in Central Virginia.
They're in Central Virginia, like specifically.
Like Richmond area.
Richmond.
Like,
okay. Gotcha.
Wow, we got an extra bonus out of Trey and didn't even ask for it. Wonder why he gave it. Anyway.
I just knew it. I figured
that's good.
I'm here to
good
inform
for you.
The public.
I'm kidding. I give you a hard time. So before we get to the sports, you were mentioning there about Adam. You know what? Beyond
he was Kylo Ren.
Beyond the third original one that came out in the early 80s,
yes.
I can honestly say I haven't watched any other Star Wars film.
Correct.
Well, the original three.
Yeah.
Why screw with a good
real
thing?
Ones.
The back three. Well, that was 4, 5, and 6. 7, 8, and 9 are pretty good.
Yeah, well, you know what? When it came out, they didn't tell us it was 4, 5, and 6. Because I would have said, well, where's 1, 2, 3, and 3B3? Oh, 3B3PO.
C3PO.
Well,
I mean, other than Rocky, I'm not sure people can get away with that. That's all I have to say about that.
That's right. So anyway, I assume you've seen those. So we apologize to those Adam fans out there. I know there's literally tens of dozens of them. Let's bring you in.
Tens of dozens.
Let's bring you in for something actually more important. Let's talk about the Virginia Tech Hokies, because you are one. You're wearing your Tech hat right now and your sweatshirt, I believe. What's going on with the football team? I mean, we've got some rumors out there that there's 3 or 4 fish on the line. One of them is a Beamer.
And get the Beamer will not be on the line. I personally do not believe Shane Beamer will not be. It's Shane Beamer. It's Frank Beamer's son.
Yeah, he's in South Carolina, right?
He's the head coach of South Carolina, which he stated that is his dream job.
Right.
Personally, I think for him and the university, it's better for him to be a head coach at not Virginia Tech because it's just such a big legacy to fill, and you're about to replace the guy.
You're already being compared to your dad.
Yeah,
right.
and you're now. It's already hard to be the guy after the guy, which is really what Justin Fuente was.
Right.
And do you really want the guy to replace the guy who replaced the guy to be his son? And that's just
because they're going to look at him like he's going to come in and be the savior, that's just not how it
works.
And
South Carolina has not been. Granted, it was South Carolina, and they didn't have a lot of expectations here that great, whereas you could get a better candidate, in my opinion, from a Billy Napier, who's the head coach at Louisiana, who's playing, who will be in Lynchburg this week, and ironically playing Liberty,
right?
Which Louisiana is favored in that game. And
they're 9-1, right?
They are. They're the best team in the Sun Belt.
Right. Liberty's 7-3. It's going to be a good challenge.
And to keep tying it to Liberty, Jamie Chadwell, who's the head coach of Coastal Carolina, who Liberty played in the bowl game last year,
right,
will be is another candidate. You can look at a Charles Huff, who's at Marshall, who went to Hampton, is from Maryland, who has a lot of ties to the state of Virginia.
Right.
Other names, as I look at my list that I wrote yesterday for our sports show, I think one of the leading candidates is the head coach at Wake Forest, Dave Clawson, who used to coach at Richmond.
Right.
So those are a couple names. It could be a Clemson coordinator like a Tony Elliott and a Brent Venables, even a Joe Moorhead, who's the OC at Oregon, but has coached at Penn State and other things.
Oops, that's the police saying too much sports.
I did not hit that. I just
Mark.
Want you all to know I didn't do it.
He asked me to give
him
a name.
No, I did. And Trey, I honestly, you are a frickin' encyclopedia for this stuff, and I don't know how you're young. That's why you have a lot more RAM in your brain than I do.
I don't know about that.
Mine is burnt up RAM.
Randy says we called him Baby Beamer.
Baby Boom.
And we also had a Baby Grow.
Okay.
At UVA.
Oh.
There was a Baby
Bowden.
Bowden.
Yeah,
Bowden.
That's Terry Bowden. He's the head coach at University of Louisiana
There's
Monroe.
There's a Baby Bowden,
who
too.
Who beat Liberty, yeah.
He was the head coach who... How about that?
Yeah. Hey, man,
tying
thanks.
It all together.
No, you did. You have a nice bow on it. Now go try to sell it on Marketplace. Thanks, buddy. Really appreciate you.
Oh, my goodness.
That's Trey Lyle. He works on our sports channel. He helps us in the morning, but he also helps Ed Lane on the Fast Lane with Ed Lane, heard on our CBS affiliate. You can go to our app if you want to get some sports. Just go to our app and download the app. go to the App Store, type in VTRN. You'll see Three Daughters Media, and you'll get the option to download an app. Case like my brother who left this morning to take his tractor down to Danville, pick his trailer up, and he's heading south. So he listens to our show all over the country through the app. So you can do it as well. Go to your App Store and type in VTRN and look for the Virginia News Network, and it'll say Three Daughters Media. It's just a simple app. It has WIQO, the station where we're sitting. It has our Roanoke station on that app. And then our CBS Sports station, again, where you can catch Trey Lyle at 5 o'clock along with Ed Lane. So, Miss Janet, I guess it's time to eat.
Yeah.
I went to bed full. It was my birthday.
Yeah.
They brought me a scoop of ice cream out on the house.
That was nice.
It was. On the house then, it was in my belly.
There you go.
So, but yeah, I got to talk a little bit, maybe in the next segment, about the most interesting birthday I ever had.
All right.
It's time for Janet's Five and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
Five and Dine, brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They're on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg, and they have a meat department second to none, cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. They have everything you need to stock that pantry and get you ready for Thanksgiving that's coming up here very shortly. This week, I've been sharing recipes that I'm actually making. We're doing our big Thanksgiving dinner this Sunday. And today is my recipe for sweet potato biscuits.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. Didn't know they existed.
What?
No, sweet potato biscuits,
oh,
no.
Oh, Lord, yes. Now, you can either serve them on your appetizer table, make them really small, and put just some really, really thin sliced country ham on them. Mm-hmm. They're pretty heavenly that way. Or you can make them bigger and actually serve them with dinner. But nothing screams Happy Thanksgiving like a good old Southern sweet potato biscuit. This is what you're going to do. You are going to whisk together your self-rising flour and your sugar. Then you're going to use a pastry blender to cut in some cold butter. And then you're going to whisk together some mashed potatoes and buttermilk. You have to use buttermilk in this recipe or you won't get high, light, fluffy biscuits. And as for the sweet potatoes, I prefer a nice roasted sweet potato. So bake them in the oven first and then take the sweet potato out that way. So after you mix together the sweet potatoes and the buttermilk, you're going to stir that mixture into the flour mixture. Then on a lightly floured surface, you're going to knead 4 to 6 times, folding over itself. That'll help get those flaky layers that you want in the biscuits. And I just flour my hands and the countertop and just go to town. You're going to pat it into an inch thickness and then use a biscuit cutter to cut rounds out. Arrange them on a parchment lined or greased cast iron skillet with the sides touching. That's going to get you a nice, high, pretty biscuit. And then you're going to, if you want, you can freeze them for about 15 minutes to just get that dough nice and chilled as your oven preheats. And then you're going to bake them in a 450 degree oven for 15 to 20 minutes until the biscuits are brown on the top. And you can see that the sides are cooked through. You don't want them to look doughy at all. Once you get them out of the oven, you're going to brush them with melted butter and serve them up nice and warm.
Yum.
Somebody texted asking what kind of flour do I prefer. I prefer Hudson Cream flour.
Okay.
When I make any type of biscuit. If I'm not using the Formula L, which is what I use for a traditional biscuit, I'll use Hudson Cream. And it makes a delicious biscuit. You want to see this recipe? You can go to Facebook, type in Janet's Five and Dine. You'll find this recipe and all the recipes that we share, brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, save on Thanksgiving staples like Sugar Tree Spiral Sliced Hams, $2.19 a pound. North Carolina Sweet Potatoes are 69 cents a pound. Duncan Hines Cake Mix is 99 cents with a frosting 2 for $3. And Grade A Large Eggs are $1.49. F&L Market is closed on Thanksgiving Day and they wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving. Become a VIP Savings Text Club member by texting FL Market to 833-605-1804. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
Looking good for us started in the fifth grade. You remember how important the first day of school was in the fifth grade, sir? You had your outfit in the closet for 2 weeks. Every time you walk past that outfit, you're like, I'm going to kill him on the first day of school. Oh, wait, I got this Ninja Turtle book bag. Hey, don't mess around. I had the Ninja Turtle lunchbox, too. You're like, I'm running for class president this year, man.
All right, so tell me, what outfit do you remember wearing on the first, or do you even remember one that you wore on the first day of school? Because I do.
I don't, no.
It was my first day of this, I think it was the seventh grade, and I had this black T-shirt, and it had wet paint on it. Do you remember the wet paint
shirt? Sure. Yeah.
And the paint's drizzling down?
Yeah.
And it was all sparkly. It was like rainbow colors, and it was sparkly, and it went out. I love that thing.
Wow.
I had that, and I had my Levi jeans, and I had my leather Nikes.
Now, which grade is this?
Seventh.
Wow.
And I was like, yeah, I'm looking good.
Now, I can remember some junior high stuff and in high school, because
See, part of it is because I just moved to Virginia probably then. That's probably why.
I wore an army jacket.
Okay.
Kind of thing, because that was cool.
Oh, gotcha.
Know? And we'd sewn patches on it and stuff.
Sure.
You know, like, I don't know if you remember this. It was a green flag with it looked like an oblong thing with a line in it. And that was because you stood for the ecology. That was the ecology flag back in the
70s. Oh.
If I'd have known what it would turn into in the
80s,
90s.
You'd have ripped that sucker off.
I would have ripped it off. And this is one time I would have burned the flag.
Oh, my.
So.
But see, that just goes to show you, we all want to be good stewards of our environment. Mm-hmm. You know, the Bible talks about that, how we're supposed to be good stewards.
Sure.
We're supposed to take care of the animals. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to take care of everything around. That was the first job he gave to humans.
Right.
The Garden of Eden, the animals, all that.
Yeah.
And we screwed that up starting right off. It was just really sad.
Speaking of starting right off, I forgot to do this.
Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Yep, hello Friday.
Here you are.
We've been waiting. And by the way, I have to mention here, I hope he's listening. If you know James Cook, please reach out to James today. It's his birthday.
It is his birthday. You're
going to
party like it's your birthday.
Yeah. So way to go, James, for making it another year.
Yeah.
Congratulations and happy birthday to you.
Got a new lady love now.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a great birthday for him.
Yeah, I think so.
You said that you had the most interesting birthday ever.
I did.
Do tell.
Well, I only have a minute or so to tell you this. It was, it started out good with the show and stuff. And, you know, it was kind of hectic like it is sometimes before. And then, you know, just doing stuff after the show. So that was the normal, you know, routine. And then I was supposed to meet my brother-in-law and we were going to go do lunch. And then I realized I had left my jacket hanging like it is right now on the chair where my wallet was.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not as far as you have to drive to get here. But I had my trailer attached because we were going to go move some trash for a buddy of mine. So we come back. We get my wallet. We go over to Jersey Mike's to eat. We eat. And my phone rings. And I just ignore it because I'm with my brother-in-law.
Right.
Well, it's...
And you're not rude.
It's a local gutter company.
Uh-oh.
Who will remain nameless. They're at my house. Not only that, they got there early, which means they were there 20 or 30 minutes. And here I realized we got to finish up and go because the guy's over there to give me an estimate on my gutters. Mm. So we run over there and we had some stuff in the trailer. We had to get that unloaded. Then I had to call my friend that I was supposed to pick the trash up, to get to the dump by 4 o'clock. I said, I'm not even going to make it to your house till 4:30. So we had to, it was just a lot of running around, and I was pulling a trailer the whole time, which is a whole lot harder to navigate. And then something else happened, but you have to stay tuned for the next hour to find out what it was.